This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Ganowski. Missouri Republicans lined up to vote in local caucus elections as presidential hopefuls campaign across the state this weekend, but no delegates were handed out to specific candidates. Missouri won't give any of the state's 52 delegates to a candidate until congressional and state nominating conventions later this year, but hundreds of voters, so many that some had to be turned away, still queued outside of a small arena in mid-Missouri's Boone County. Shirley Griesel said she was backing Rick Santorum, but was worried that Ron Paul, who also had many supporters in line, would not help elect a Republican president.
I think he's trying to split the party, just like we had it split in Clinton's second term, and it split the party, and Clinton won a second term, which he should not have.
Contention and confusion also marred various Republican caucuses as supporters of Santorum, Paul, and Mitt Romney battled for an edge in the state's complicated delegate selection process. Caucuses in St. Charles County disbanded without voting on delegates as tempers flared over disagreements over rules. Extra police were called. Two supporters of Paul were arrested and later released on trespassing charges. County caucus leaders said that Paul's supporters filming the caucuses with cell phone cameras violated party rules. Santorum previously won Missouri's primary in February, but due to state rules, that vote also amounted to a public opinion poll. Missouri's proposed budget looks $1 billion bigger thanks to hundreds of additions by the House Budget Committee. The apparently larger budget reveals a struggle over the power of the purse between Missouri's legislators and governor. Republican and Democratic lawmakers alike are attempting to assert more control over the thousands of specific appropriations listed in Missouri's budget for the 2013 fiscal year. So lawmakers have removed the E, for estimate, designated next to hundreds of appropriations. The E had allowed Governor J. Nixon's Democratic administration to spend more money than listed for a particular item on the budget if the money's available. Lawmakers have replaced E's with specific dollar amounts that, in many cases, are higher than the old estimates. The group of Kansas City business leaders who tried unsuccessfully to keep Missouri from leaving the Big 12 conference for the SEC included former University of Missouri president Gary Forsey. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports Forsey was among a group that included Sporting Kansas City soccer team owner Neil Patterson and Hallmark president Don Hall Jr. Forsey, a former Sprint Nextel CEO, stepped down from his university presidency in January 2011. Emails obtained by the Tribune show that Forsey wrote a memo in late October urging Missouri's curators and Chancellor Brady Deaton to stay in the Big 12. Another participant said Forsey never sent the appeal. 1 week later, Missouri announced its move to the Southeastern Conference. One in four high school seniors smoke cigarettes. That's according to a new report from the U.S. Surgeon General's office. KBIA's Danny Kennedy put those numbers in context for Missouri.
The Surgeon General's report shows that the vast majority of smokers try their first cigarette by age 18. On average, Missouri smokers first light up by age 16. In fact, 18% of Missouri high schoolers say they've smoked cigarettes in the past month. Matt Kohlenbeck is the Program Director for Community Health and Prevention for the Missouri Foundation of Health. He says prevention starts on the home front.
If your parents are smokers, you're twice to three times as more likely to become a tobacco user yourself.
But it's not just kids. The Missouri Foundation for Health says all Missourians smoke too much. 20% of Missouri adults smoke. That's slightly more than a national average of 18%. Kohlenbeck says despite these numbers, there has been progress.
We are heading in a direction that a lot of other states are not, and so it's kind of on us to keep that momentum going.
Missouri has gone from the third highest tobacco prevalence rate to the 11th. Danny Kennedy, KBIA News.
An orthopedic surgeon who was hired by the University of Missouri to take over a position at a partner hospital is suing. The Columbia Daily Tribune reports that Avinash Jadhav alleges that the university tried to ruin his career. He is seeking $15 million in punitive damages in a lawsuit filed earlier this month in Boone County Circuit Court. His attorney says his client was hired to work at Fitzgibbons Hospital in Marshall with the understanding that he would take over the caseload of the current resident orthopedic surgeon. But that never happened. The lawsuit details how the situation unraveled after Jadhav failed to build up a profitable practice. Smith says the hospital wasn't big enough for two orthopedic surgeons. The university doesn't comment on pending litigation. The city of Ovas is asking residents to approve a $5 million bond issue to help fund projects related to the city's water and sewer systems. One of the problems the city is looking to solve with the money is groundwater leaking into sewer lines to cut costs and prevent more serious problems. Missouri Department of Natural Resources spokeswoman Renee Brungardt says that in general, infiltration of storm and groundwater into a wastewater collection system can cause overflows. She says overflows can cause violations of state and federal clean water laws, as well as health concerns.
If there's a burden on a wastewater treatment plant from a sewage overflow and all of that wastewater is not properly treated and it enters waters of the state, there can be a problem with reducing the water quality.
Bungard also says the leaks can burden the sewer systems enough to increase operation costs for a city. Medical patients awaiting joint transplants may have greater access to donor cartilage thanks to a new storage method developed by University of Missouri researchers. Dr. James Cook is a professor of orthopedic surgery in the university's College of Veterinary Medicine. A Cook-led research team that includes colleagues from Columbia University has discovered a way to more than double the storage time of joint cartilage taken from cadavers. The cartilage is used to repair damaged ligaments in patients' knees, ankles, shoulders, hips, and elbows. The current maximum storage time is 28 days. Cook says those limits mean nearly 80% of donated tissue can't be used. The researchers' new system preserves a transplant-quality tissue for up to 63 days. The research will be published in the Journal of Knee Surgery. And a bald eagle with an injured wing has been rescued from a roadside in the Osage National Golf Resort. Lake Ozark Police Chief Mark Maple says a motorist driving through the golf resort spotted the injured bird along the roadside on last Thursday and called authorities. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that police officers and a Missouri Department of Conservation agent safely captured the bird. They determined the injury did not appear to have been caused in an unlawful manner, and the bird was transported to the Raptor Rescue Facility in Columbia. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.